You put it. You put it on the computer that here's 11:30. Yeah, but did Yosef send it out to everybody?
Yeah.
How do you know?
No, because I sent it in the group that everyone's in.
Okay.
Yeah. People,
did you see it?
Yes, I saw it.
Okay.
People know.
All right. Let's begin. Okay. We're in the middle of. I want to finish up the topic of Baal Tosef that we had started. We're in the middle of, actually, and I want to finish it off. And there's, when you, anytime you see the sugya of Baal Tosef, there's a very, very important ritva that we have to see, okay? And I want to preface this with the following, okay? I want to preface this with the following, that there are different shittas in Rishonim as to what you're over Baal Tosef. And when you talk about the different Arbaminim, and we talked about how terrible an Isra Baal Tosef is. Baal Tosef, the Gemara says, Pasuk says, the Chumash leads you to the Isra, the Tzfornah says, is right next to the Avodah Zarah of Baal Por. Because even though a guy has his heart in the right place, and you want to do a 614th mitzvah, but the bottom line is that that can lead to anarchy. Baal Por is one of the most disgusting Avodah Zarahs. The more disgusting is, the more of a vote it was. They used to defecate in front of it. But my heart's in the right place. I want to add a 614th. You know what? By the fact that you want to create your own mitzvah, that's a chutzpah. And you create your own discipline, and that can lead to anarchy, and it's a terrible thing. So Baal Tosef is an Isser, and Baal Tigr is an Isser. You're not allowed to add on to a mitzvah, you're not allowed to subtract onto a mitzvah. And it's a very, very serious Isser, and that's an excuse to say my heart's in the right place. It's not acceptable. Okay? Now, we went through the Tosfos at great length, and that's what leads us to the Ritva. But before we see the Ritva, I want to mention the Shittas in the Rishonim, and then the Din in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we're going to see the Ritva inside, which will lead us to Mahalchim about Birkas Kohanim, which are very important. The Rambam writes in Pirik Zayin, Halacha Zayin, and Hilchos Luluv. He says that you have to take one Luluv, one Esrog, one Luluv, two Aravos, and three Adasim. And he writes a very interesting Din. He says, if you want to add on to the Hadassim specifically, he says it's fine, because that's called Noi Mitzvah. That's called decorating the Mitzvah. But other Minim, you're not allowed to add on to. Other Minim, you're not allowed to add on to, and you're not allowed to subtract. And if you do, if you add or you subtract, it's puzzle. So the Rambam has a very unique Shita where he says that I believe that Hadassim are special. You can add on to the Hadassim, and that's fine. So many ask on the Rambam, how is that Shaykh? That why is Hadassim special? What's the difference between Hadass and the other three Minim? So there's a tshuva of the Birkas Avram, which is the son of the Rambam, who said that's such a great kasha that Rambam was chozer bo. The Rambam says there is no difference. And the Rambam says you're able to be Mosif or Goreya by any of the four. And it doesn't possle it. So the Rambam had a tremendous chiddush here, the Kesef Mishnah quotes it. But the Rambam has a unique sheet in the Yad HaChazak, which I want you to get, that supposedly was Chozer Bo. And if you're Mosef or Gora, it doesn't passel. Okay? It's a big Chiddush, tremendous Chiddush. But
Rabbi, what was the kasha that it should
pass? Why should Hadassim be different than the other three? So the answer is that the Rambam was Chozer Bo. There really is no difference. There's no logic behind it. The Rambam somehow said that it doesn't passel if you're Mosef or Goreya, which is a very big chiddush, because our Gemara says, Kishem Shein Pochsin Ein Mosifin Alein. So you have to read the Gemara as just being Lechachilu. But if you did, if you added or subtracted, Nishka Ferlech. It's a very big chiddush to say that's what the Rambam meant. Okay? But that's the first sheet I want you to get. However, the Rashban, the Tshuvas, says Beferish in Simin Tof Samaches Chelik Aleph. It's in two places. Please get it in Simen Tov Samach Aleph Chelik Aleph and Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Hey. Two places he writes. The Rashba writes in the Tshuvas that if you take more than one Esrog or Lulav or two Arabos, you're over Baal Tosef. And he actually says this Shita that the only thing you're allowed to add on to is the Hadassim. What's the Svara? He gives a Svara. He says Hadassim are different than the other three because anything you do Mishum Noi, anything you do because of decoration is not a problem of Baal Tosef. And we're going to see that in the Ritva. But he says, by adding more Hadassim makes your Arba Minim more beautiful. Yehuda, please get this down. And therefore, the Rashba says that the only exception to the rule is the Hadassim. And the Meiri says, you know what? I like that Svar. And he says, why can't you extend that to Haravos? If you're doing it for decorative purposes, it's good for Hadass, it's good for Harava. And he extends that even to Aravos as well. Anything that's done Mishum Lanoi, guys, is mutter. It's batel ela ikar. It's ornamentive. It's decorative. By its very nature, you say the tuffel is batel to the ikar. It's not a min on its own. And therefore, you're adding on. And therefore, it's considered to be what? Ornamental. Anything that's decorative is considered to be mutter. If it's not Lanoi, then it stands on its own. It would be a problem. So therefore, halacha lamaisa, this is a tremendous chiddush, and the assumption being, throughout this whole discussion that we started with, is anything that you repeat. What I mean by repeat is, if you add multiple hadasim or multiple aravos, but it's not a new species, then lamaisa, they say it's l'shem nanoi, and it's considered to be mutter. But you see, the premise of these shitas was that anything you repeat would be a problem of baltos if it was not for the svar of what? L'shem noi being mutter. Okay? So, yes, go ahead, Moshe.
I'm going to say this for the Rambam.
You could have said it for the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say it, though. The Ben of the Rambam says that he was Chozova. You could have. You absolutely could have said to be Matzik the Ad Chazaka. You definitely could have said it, Moshe, no doubt. But he doesn't select to say that. You could have said in the Rambam, you're right, it's a good horror, very good. But the Lamaisa, the Ben of the Rambam, did not. He said he was Chozova. Yeah, the Miri extends it to the Ravas. The Rashi only mentions the Hadassim. And the Miri explains it to Aravos, and then we're going to see in the Ritva, he says that anything is done like the court of its mutter. But Lamaisa, I want to just point out that the Ritva takes it one step further, and the Ritva basically says, and we're going to see it inside, not particularly this piece, but the din is that he claims this whole premise that they assume halacha Lamaisa. And this is what he brings out. He says, you can be Mosif as much as you want, halacha lamaisa. If you want to be Mosif, that's fine. You want to take more, it's better. As long as it's not a new min. And the Ritva, good to see you here. I take the Baruch Mekayimus here. You guys have the Ritva, Moshe and Eitan? You guys have it? Okay, I have it photocopied the Moshe Rav Kook, though. You might want to, you sure you want to, you see, you want to, it might be easier for you in the Moshe Rav Kook, okay? So, the Ritva just stresses this notion that he thinks it's a problem of adding a min. It says, "Ein poksim ein mosifin lahem." You're not allowed to make three minim, and you're not allowed to be mosif a min. But if you're repeating the same min, it's totally fine. It's not a problem at all. Halacha lemaisa. And therefore, if you want to take more, it's a reshus biyado. So I want you to get that Ritva down, halacha lemaisa. Okay? And we're going to see it inside. But the Ritva says, this whole notion that you repeat the same thing, it's not a problem about those. It's a min chamishi. Or, you know, you subtract the minim, or you add a new one. But if you're just adding on the same lulavim, that's not a new min, and therefore the Ritva says it's fine. In fact, and this will, then we're going to see it inside, the Ritva actually ends the piece, which we'll see Bezrat Hashem, that his Rebbeim used to actually put hadasim sulim in their arba minim, l'shem noi. And he says, I'm not comfortable with this himself. He says, Libi mefakbik bezeh, because it's puzzle, you know, like an avos, like a meshugana hadas. A meshugana hadas means it doesn't have a vertex. You know how meshulish means? That a hadas has to be meshulish? You know, coming from the same point? What happens if it's not meshulish? He said, there were rebbeim of his that added on to their hadasim. And he says he wasn't comfortable with it because of the problem of it's a min puzzle. It's possible, it's a min acher, and he says people might come to be lemisrach, people might be a shegetz, and they might not end up taking a new min, halacha lemaisa. And he says, even if it's in the same min, if it's possible, you should not take something that's possible, because people think it's kosher, and it'll lead to terrible things. And that's what the Bahag says. The Bahag says you should not add a meshugan hadas with the ksherim, halacha lemaisa. Okay? So that's the din lamaisa. That's what we have in the Ritva. I want you to get that. Can you even add hadasim sulim? So this brings us to the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll see the Ritva inside. The Shulchan Aruch writes as follows in Siman Tov Reish Nun Aleph. He says as follows. He says in Sif Yud Beis, the arba minim are ma'akiv zeh zeh. So if you're missing one of the arba minim, you shake the other three, but without a bracha. You shake them lezecher ba'alma. And if they're disconnected from one of them, you have all four, no problem. You can take one at a time, and b'zach or zeh, you'll be yotzeh. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if you're missing one of the minim? What happens if you're missing one of the minim? You're not allowed to take a min acher bim komo. Forget about it. There's no reason to take a min acher. People make a mistake and think that other min is fine. Do not take another min to replace it. And then in Sifya Dalet, he says you're not allowed to add another min because of Baal Tosef, straight up. And then in Siftet Vav, he writes, you're not allowed, and I want you to get this, which seems to fly in the face of what we just said, but this is a Tshuvas HaRama B'Sof Yomov, and as I said, he was Chozer Bo. This is how we start off at the Rambam. Like you said, Moshe, you're not allowed to take more than one Luluv, even though you're repeating. You're not allowed to take more than one Esrog. But the only things you're allowed to add on to is Aravos and Adasim. What's the Svara? Because it's Noi. And then he says that some possible you to add a Meshugana Hadas, Lamaisa, because it's Usr and some matter it. And he writes, Hamadaktakim, Eina Mosifon Shnei Aravos or Ashlosha Adasim Avos. Many Hasidim have a meaning to add like a lot, like many, many Hadasim. I think it's like, I don't know, maybe, I forgot the number, 368, like an enormous amount of Adasim, or 68, but I don't remember the number, but the Mechaber writes, Medaktakim, do not take more than two Aravos and three Adasim, bottom line, that's the din, Halacha L'maisa, okay? So we have to be cognizant of that regarding this din. Yes, Matthew, what do you say? Go ahead.
Is Rashba and Meiri, Amachlokas and Metzius about
I don't think so. It's just questionable why the Rashba didn't mention Aravos. Maybe he felt it wasn't Lanoi. Aravos not such a, you know.
Maybe.
I mean, it's hard. You don't ever want to say Machlokes and Metzius, you know what I mean? But Lamaisa, I don't know. You could lamdicize it. The Aravos are supposed to represent those that are don't have Torah and don't have Maisim Tovim, so maybe there's no mandate to do Noi on that. Maybe you can lumdicize that, something like that. Okay, let's turn to Ritva, guys. I have my Ritva here. Okay, does everyone have it? I want to see it inside now. As I said, this is the most important Rishon, in my opinion, on the topic of Baal Tosef in general. Okay? And as we said, it's a very, very terrible Isser. Okay, let's see inside. Does everyone have the first page? Amar Mar? You got it underlined there? Let's see inside, Amar Mar. Everyone got it? You got it there? It's on the first packet right here. Amar Mar, first page in the packet. Let's see inside, okay? Amar Mar, Matthew, go ahead, you read. Amar Mar, let's see.
Amar Mar, Kishem Shem Pokhimem, Tach, and Rosim Melaim, Shita, Ma Tema, Hailechu Dekai, Hailechu Dekai, Kamashma.
That's the Gemara in Amid Aleph, right? I'm sorry, that's the Gemara in Amid Beis. The Gemara says that you would think that each min is a separate min, they don't integrate together. If they don't integrate together, then I wouldn't be over Baal Tosef. Kamashman, you are over an Isser. You are over an Isser. Okay, does everyone, Eitan and Moshe, the principle of Hai Lechudikai, we learned in the Gemara on Wednesday and Thursday, what it means is that each min is separate, so you can't say it integrates in order to become a Hosafa. You follow me? But Kamashman, it is Isser. Okay, so let's see what he says here. Go ahead, Matthew. Let's see what he says. Yeah, that stands for Ikala Medak, okay? Right, the Gemara says in Perik in Pechesim Bez and Sanhedrin, it says the Lulav's Ikras Diraisa, and the Chachamim explained Divrei Sofrim, like for example, Pri Yetzarimen and Esrog, Vein Mosif and Amleim, Ralat Alal to be Mosif, Vim Hosif, go ahead. Vein Mosif and Amleim, go ahead, Matthew, Vein Mosif and Amleim. Right, read again. They mosif and aleim.
They mosif and aleim. They mosif, hosif, goreh.
Excellent. Go ahead, Vamrinan. If you all lulav sarach eged, that means there's like a fence. So anything you put in the eged makes it bad from the beginning. Garu of omidu. Go ahead, v'iwad. If you all lulav sarach eged, like the chacham, so it be, each one separate, it doesn't become integrated. Vamrinan nami lael. We learned in Amar Alf, that if you add another min, you twist it around, you're over what? You're over Baal Tosef only according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it says Lulav Tzarech Eged. So if you put the min in there and you hold Eged, there's a fence, and you got something inside the fence, so it's Usser. Alma, what do you see? L'Rabbanan.
Alma, L'Rabbanan, the Emre Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, Lo Havu Chamisha, the Halechu Dekai, the Halechu Dekai.
Excellent. But according to the Rabbanu Luluvain and Tzarech Eged, it's not considered to be a fifth min because each one's on its own and therefore it's mutter. So the Ritva and the Tosef asked the following kasha. Please get it. There's two Gemaras against the Gemara in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis in Sukkah says that there's an Isra of Baal Tosef if you add on to the Arba Minim. That's against two Gemaras. It's against Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says black on white, that according to the Chum and Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, you're allowed to add a min, and you're not over Baal Tosef. You're not over Baal Tosef at all. And our Gemara in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis implied that even according to the Chum, it's an Isra of Baal Tosef. It said, Lamaisa, even according to Buda, I can entertain a Havimin it's mutter. Kamashman, that it's Asr. But according to the Chum, it's for sure Asr. There's no problem. That's one Gemara. And the other Gemara is the Gemara where? The Gemara in Amud Aleph in Masech HaSukkah, which says black on white, I'm not allowed to twine and twist Arba Minim. I'm not allowed to twist Arba Minim with another Min. And it's only according to Rebuda holds Lulav Tzarech Egin. Whereas according to the Chachamim, it implies that it's mutter. So you have two Gemaras, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Sukkah on Amud Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, that says it's mutter according to the Chachamim. And the Gemara in Amud Beis says according to the Chachamim, it's Asr. It's the same Kasha that Tosfos asked, we saw on Thursday on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis in the top. So what does he say? Go ahead. Ube Tosfos? Ube
Tosfos, Tirtu Devane Afilu Rabbanan, Ober Achamin Achamish, Mishim Baal Tosfos, Vilag Abeha Lo Amrin, Hadathu Dekai, Hadathu Dekai.
Oh. So he says, according to Rabbanan, you are over Baal Tosef. So when do you say what? When do you say Haluchudekoy, Haluchudekoy, which tells me you're not over Baal Tosef? Go ahead, Kenyan. Kenyan,
Koin Oladochen, Mosi Bracha Fas Mishalom, Over Mishim Baal Tosef, the Yasha Mishmini Moke, Afagav, the whole Yom Yom, Chudekai.
Oh.
The Rabbanan, Nihi, the Over.
What's the word Nihi mean? Nihi means granted.
Granted, the Over Al.
Okay, so what does he say? So he had a stira. He had a stira. So he gives an amazing answer. What's his answer, Moshe? He says like this. He says that Lamaisa, the Rabbanan will say you're over Baal Tosef, however, you still fulfill the mitzvah. This is where he wants to develop a tremendous chiddush. You could be yotze the mitzvah according to the Chumim, but you could still be over Baal Tosef. Hai lechudekoy means it doesn't impinge upon the fulfillment of the mitzvah. You fulfilled the mitzvah roi, but you did a side problem. And that side problem is you're over Baal Tosef. But that's only when you stick a fifth min in there, kederach gedilosim. What's kederach gedilosim? There's a Gemara in Sukkah and Memhayim Beis that says you must fulfill mitzvahs in the way that the things are planted. So if you hold the lulav upside down, you're not yotze. It says, Atze Shitim Omdim. The way the acacia wood, the planks are grown, you have to put them like that in the Mishkan. Right? So Gemara and Memhayim Beis. So the Ritva says, the Ritva and Tais say a phenomenal chiddush. They say that in a Hanami, according to the Chum, if you stick a min in there vertically, you will be over Baal Tosef, but at the same time, you will fulfill a mitzvah. But if you do the following Eitan, where you twist it around, where you use it horizontally, which is not Kederach Gedilosan, that's where the Chum must say it's completely what? Completely mutter. And you're not over Baal Tosef at all. So that's how he solves the stira. The Gemara in Amud Beis is talking about where you stuck a min in there vertically. If you stick it in vertically, that's a problem. Kederach Gedilosan, you're trying to add a min. So in a Hanami, on one hand you are what? Yotze the mitzvah, but on the other hand you have broken what? The Isra of Baal Tosef. But in the Gemara in Amud Aleph and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we're talking about a scenario where you wind the fifth min around, you tie it as an eged, and therefore since you're tying it in a horizontal manner, which is not Kederach Gedilosan, so the Chum say, Hai lechudekoy, it doesn't integrate at all. Not only are you Yotze the mitzvah, you are not over Baal Tosef at all, none whatsoever. Okay? So that's Tosef's Chiddush, and the Ritva describes the same thing as well. And as we said on Thursday, you see that Baal Tosef is considered to be kind of like a directive how to do mitzvahs, but it doesn't impinge upon the mitzvah. You follow what I'm saying? There are a lot of directives how to do mitzvahs in Shas. Zrizin makdim in lemitzvahs, ein ma'virin al lemitzvahs. There are many directives that you find in Shas how to do mitzvahs. You could say that Baal Tosef also is another directive. It's just a little bit more serious because it's a lav min haTorah. You follow me? It's a lav min haTorah halacha lamaisa. Since it's a lav min haTorah halacha lamaisa, you see beferish that what? That it's a very serious directive, but it won't impinge upon the mitzvah. It's like ein osim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, but you're still yoytz of the mitzvah. You follow me? Whereas that's all according to Rabbanan. Eitan, you got the answer? Moshe, you got it? That's the answer between the what? The two the Gemaras. Go ahead, Matthew. Aval Rabbi Yehuda.
Aval Rabbi Yehuda.
Oh, and Rabbi Huda the Tan is Stam Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Bar Eli says, I don't buy that distinction. If you're over Baal Tosef, the whole thing blows up and you're not Yotz of the Mitzvah. So we don't view Baal Tosef as being what? As being like an external Isser. But Baal Tosef is not merely a directive. It is, if you don't follow this direction of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes integrated in the midst and the whole thing implodes. So according to Reb Yehuda holds, even if you do a Kishaloka Derech Yedilasan, you have what? Diseased your mitzvah and the whole thing implodes and you are not Yotze. So that's what he wants a Taina Wai and Amud Aleph. It says it's a problem according to Reb Yehuda. Whereas in Amud Beis Lamaisa, you're adding it what? You're adding it correctly, vertically. So even the Chum will say that's a problem Baal Taisef. Okay. You got that, Chlor? Eitan Moshe, if you have a kasha, you ask me, okay? Because you're coming in the middle of the sugya. Go ahead, Matthew. Let's go. Come on, sit up. You like the stender?
I like the stender.
Okay, let's go. Come on. Ubi divrayim? Okay, let's see. Go ahead. Actually, on the bottom it says, Ula divrayim. Ula divrayim. Amai, he's very bothered by it. He saw a lot of people. The Ritva lived in the 1200s. He saw a lot of people at Anadas and Baravos, and no one was concerned about Baal Tosef. Why is no one concerned about Baal Tosef? Go ahead, Vamai. Why not? Go ahead. Beautiful. If you do it vertically, that doesn't save you from Baal Tosef. The fact that each one's independent. If you put it in vertically, it plugs in, and it will be a problem. It might not deflect you from fulfilling the mitzvah. You'll still fulfill the mitzvah, but the mice are over an isser. You're going to have to clap al-chay. Now, I want you to know we don't get... I forgot to bring in the Rishim Shiurim from the Rav Zatzal, but you don't get Malkus for Baal Taisi. You never find anywhere the Ram says Malkus. Okay, the mice will mention it tomorrow briefly. But you never get Malkus ever for Baal Taisi. You never like it for Baal Taisef. Look inside you. What's that? We'll get to you. Go ahead. So now he wants to postulate. Why are these Sadiqim that do this not over Baal Taisef? He says maybe if you repeat the same min, it's not a problem. So what does he say? What's Ha-Lesa mean? That's a wrong Svara. Go ahead. Taha. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says beferish that the Gemara brings up a case. If you make arba batim of tefillin and you add another fifth one, the Gemara says hailechudikoi, hailechudikoi. Each one stands on its own, and if you make a fifth one, garuva omidhu. So you see that what? It's a problem. So what does he say? You see from that Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin that what? That if you repeat the same one, it seems like it is a what? It is a problem of Baal Taisef. So don't give me that svara that what? These Sadiqim are repeating the same thing. It's not a problem. Eitan, you got me? This Gemara, you following you where we're at in the Ritva? The Gemara says black on white and Sanhedrin repeating it is a problem. Okay, there are three sugyas. One sec, you don't want to get a little bit vital. I'll get to you. There are three sugyas, central sugyas about Baal Taisef. Sanhedrin, Pechesim, and Beis, Rosh Hashanah, Daf, Chavches, and our sugya here. Go ahead and shots. Go ahead. So what does he say? From reading Nami Maseches Rosh Hashanah Nacha Gemara Perek Ra'u. Go ahead. What do you mean? You're supposed to sprinkle blood of a korban one time on his back, and you go ahead and sprinkle it four times. I repeated the same thing three extra times, and the Gemara says black on white over Baal Taisef. So don't give me this svara. That svara to substantiate what they did is mamish against two Gemaras and Shas. Go ahead. Mikan Yeshli Raya. He says bogus. He says if you repeat the same min, you're over Baal Taisef. That is not a good svara. It's against two Gomorrahs. Go ahead. Vim Kane.
Vim Kane, and I was saying about it, so Lama Mosif and
Rabbeinu Shalom, why did they do this? Why did they add on Hadas and Varavas? Against Gemaras. He's asking on the Rishonim, the Baalei Tos, and then he asks on the Amora and Shmuel, what daf was Lamedal and Mebeis? Lamedal and Av, Lamedal and Mebeis, the story over there. Shmuel, what? Shmuel, they gave multiple Hadasim. Yeah, they had multiple Hadasim. If you have multiple Hadasim, what's going on? How can you have multiple Hadasim? Go ahead. Shmuel Nami Hechimos Vaz Kiru Chachnel. Kiru Chachnel, like I proved earlier.
Yeah.
That was the previous, that was an Omeral through Maskavatani. We saw that in Seder, where he pointed that out, that Shmuel, how can he do this? So what's going on here? If he holds it's Usher, you got two Gemaras that say it's Usher where? Sanhedrin and Rosh Hashanah, and then you got Baalei Tosfos that did it in the 1200s, and you have a Gemara by Shmuel that says he did it. So what's going on? Go ahead. Ah, please get this down. Kiva, let's get a Yehuda. I will get to your kasha. The Arba Minim are a minimum. The number four is a minimum. You could do as many as you want, Lamaisa, repeating the same. You'd have four species, one Lulav, one Esrog, two Aravas, and three Adasim. That's a minimum. You want to multiply that as much as possible, because Zinter, hey, in Yiddish, you can do it no problem. Tavo Olav Bracha. Go ahead, Aval. Ah, but when you go ahead, when you add another min, that's a problem. How do you add a hadashot to the Meshuggah and a hadas? Means it doesn't have three from the same vertex. Go ahead. Yesh lomar. So now he brings up a whole new svara, which we mentioned outside early in the beginning of Shir. Then anything you do for Noi is not a problem of what? Baal Taisif. Yes? And therefore, it could very well be the Efshisha Minik Shalokadasa Taisif. What do you mean the Efshisha Minik Shalokadasa Taisif? Because Rabbanan said there's no Baal Taisif unless it's not done L'Shem Noi. If it's done L'Shem Noi, it's fine. Even Kader Kedi Lossel. So he says the Efshisha the Minik is not to do like Taisif, to add on the different Minim. But Lamaisa, he really hasn't answered those Gemaras, has he? Has he answered those two Gemaras?
No.
The two Gemaras said, those Gemaras are L'Shem Noi? Are those Gemaras L'Shem Noi? The Gemara in Sanhedrin?
The
Tefillin one and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? Gemara says, Beferish is Baal Taisif. You're repeating the same thing. The answer is because that's not L'Shem Noi. If you do it L'Shem Noi, he's answering those two Gemaras. That's the rule that he's developing now. If it's anything that's not Lenoi, it's an Isser. So you repeat the same thing, it's Usser. But if you do it L'Shem Noi, it's fine. Shmuel's case was L'Shem Noi. The Baalei Tosfos was L'Shem Noi. He just feels, I don't think that the Minik shouldn't be like Tosfos. I'm not comfortable, he says, with adding on the same Minim of our Avim Vadasos L'Shem Noi. I don't like it, L'Maisa. But Al Pidin, it's not over Baal Tosfos. So he did answer those two Gemaras. Because those Gemaras in Russia, in Sanhedrin, Dani, and Sanhedrin in Rosh Hashanah, that repeating the thing is an Isser. That's by what? That's where you're not doing it L'Shem Noi. If you're doing it L'Shem Noi, it's a problem. Okay? If you're not doing it L'Shem Noi, then it's a problem. Correct. Okay, go ahead. Bahashta Dahachi. Even though they might not integrate, it's a problem. So bottom line is, if it's not L'Shem Noi, it's Usser. You got a problem. Go ahead. Media rice on Rosh Hashanah, you're only supposed to do 9 blows. So how do we do more? Isn't that a problem? Baal Taisif, go ahead. Ha'amai.
Ha'amai.
What do you mean every blow should be Baal Taisif? How can you do this? Go ahead, Yesh Lomar. There's a whole shiloh in Shonim how you blow. Do you do tashat, tarat? Do you do tashrat? So anything you're doing out of suffik, please get these down. We're going to get them down. Anything you do out of suffik is not Baal Taisif. So he's mentioned two svaras. Number one, if it's L'Shem Noi, it's not Baal Taisif. Number two, anything you do out of suffik. Go ahead, Aval, what?
Aval.
Aval imbalit koa.
Imbalit koa.
Let's say you come up with your new chiddush now. You come up with a new chiddush. It's not ki, it's not shvarim, it's true, it's something else. It's called, I don't know, a trumpet sound. Totally new sound. So what do you do with that? Kedilasos arba trua shomer Torah, go ahead. That's like creating a new min. That's a problem about Toysef. So now he said what? He said two rules that are okay. If it's l'shem noy, it's okay. If you're doing it on al-tasavik, it's okay too. But to come up with a whole new chiddush, shvarim trua wasn't a new fourth sound. It was because we weren't sure what it was. Right?
Yeah.
But if you come up with a whole new thing, it's a problem. Okay, eladakati, guys, look inside. Elakati kashili. Why do we do tkiyas dum yushuv before musaf and do tkiyas dum umad? Kedei la'arbev es ha-satan, to mix up the satan, the Gemara has Rosh Hashanah Daf Tet Zayin Aleph. Va'hasam, go ahead. Yeah, you're definitely yotze with both. If someone did Shmon Esrei and then he got a shofar afterwards, Lamaisa, you're yotze. Go ahead, Va'gamrinan. We still do it twice. Even if you want, even if you had the shofar tkiyas dim yushuv, you still do it twice. Why is that okay? Vamai. Oh, it's Baal Tosef. Came to Amros. And don't give me a svar that each one remains independent. Don't give me a svar each one remains independent. We'll get to you. We'll get to you. I want to just get Vaita in the Ritva. Don't give me a svar that each one remains independent. And therefore there's no Baal Tosef. Because why? Why is that? They're not independent, right? Can't say. You can't say, it's all part of davening. Tkiyas dim yushuv, tkiyas dim yushuv, it all blends in together. So how do you tell me they're independent? Go ahead, V'yesh lomar. Now he says a third rule. Go ahead, V'yesh lomar. Where you add a detail. Shemosif. Whether it's a little bit subtracting or it's maximum. Go ahead, Kishamosif. If you repeat the whole mitzvah, it's not a problem. Ein b'zeh mishum.
Ein b'zeh mishum b'al taisif. Ela imken hikvid akosu b'peirish shalo lichvalo.
Unless the Torah said explicitly, I don't want you to what? Double it. So now he says an amazing chiddush. What's his third hakdara? Number one is what? Number one is noy. One sec, Yuri, okay? Number one is noy. If it's l'shem noy, no problem. L'shem noy, it's mutter. This is the Ritva. Number two, l'shem safek, it is mutter. Number three says, chozer v'kofel hakol. And he adds that lashon because of hiddur mitzvah. Chozer v'kofel hakol, mutter. So those two gemaras go down by the wayside. Why do they go down by the wayside? Because in Sanhedrin, it wasn't to repeat the whole mitzvah, it was to add a what? Another box.
Yeah.
Rosh Hashanah was to add another sprinklings. Wasn't this to do the whole thing again? So the Ritva has three hagdaras here. Why is what? Why it's going to be mutter, halacha l'maaseh. Okay? Yeah, real quick, Yudah, that what?
Why can't we say about shofar that since that it would be Baal Tosef, let's say on Sukkot, because you're adding a fifth minute to the full moon while you're shaking, it's happening at the same time. But on Rosh Hashanah, since there's a suffix, any time that you're wrong, you're not actually doing the mitzvah, you're only doing the mitzvah that one set where you're actually doing the correct sound.
But by Rosh Hashanah, we don't know exactly how to define the mitzvah derice of blowing the shofar. So there are different possibilities. But if you make up your own note, make up your own sound, that'll be Baal Tosef. All the combinations you do, Tashrat, or Tashat, or Tarat, are all to make sure we fulfill the mitzvah properly. If you come up with an Arba Simon, that's a problem. Okay? That's the Chiddush he wants to say. Okay, now he comes to the following Nakuda. Go ahead. Let's see.
Okay.
So if the Kohanim want a duchen, it's an amazing line. Did you see this line here? If they want a duchen, they can duchen. If they don't want a duchen, they don't have to. You notice what he says? Ein Kohanim mitzuvim levarach Yisrael be'esei ela pam achas. Unbelievable. He says black on white, and look at note 319, I underline. This is a famous shita, okay? This Ritva is a very, very important line. That, what is the nature of Birkas Kohanim? Is the nature of Birkas Kohanim, is it a mitzvah on who? Is it a mitzvah on the Kohanim? To bless Klai Yisrael and that's it? Or is it also a mitzvah that Klai Yisrael should be blessed? Mitzvah Davka al Kohanim. That's what our Ritva is saying here. No? Don't you think? The Ritva said it black on white. No? He just said they only have to do it once. Did you see that? What's the line of the Ritva? He says, She'ein a Kohanim mitzvah Levarach Yisrael. On the notes, he says, that's mamish against the Haredim. And I took out a sefer from the library, a very fine sefer called Kapei Chaim on Duchenim, where he actually quotes the Haredim. You know, the Haredim was one of the Gedol Achronim, very unique, that wrote his own sefer on mitzvahs. Usually Rishonim wrote sefer on mitzvahs. The Smag, the Rambam, the Chinuch. But the sefer Haredim has a sefer on mitzvahs. And in Chelik mitzvah says, it tluyus bepeh. He divides it up like on which ones you do with your body, your mouth. And in Perek Dalet Os Yud Ches, he writes like this. Mitzvah Esse Levarach Kohen is Yisrael Shenemar Kot Tavarchos B'nei Yisrael. He says black on white that Klai Yisrael that stands in front of the Kohanim, they fulfill a mitzvah and they bechlal the mitzvah. The Mishabura quotes this in the Bir Halacha in the beginning of Simen Kuf Chof Ches, the beginning of the second Chelik in the Mishabura. And he says V'siyem V'heviu Achronim. So this Ritva that we're doing inside is smack against who? Smack against the Sefer Haredim. Sefer Haredim says that the mitzvah is gam king, mitzvah gam king, al what? Al klal Yisrael. So generally, we assume that what? Generally, we assume that this Ritva is smack against the Haredim. And the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah Shin Chof Ches points out, Shinayin Ches, thank you. In Simon Shinai and Ches, thank you, Matthew. In O Stalid, please get it. He quotes the Hafla in Meseches Ksubis on Chavtalan Beis, the great Gon, who quotes the Sefer Haredim, that he says, just like the Kohanim of the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah in Klai Yisrael to be blessed. So the Minchas Chinuch writes the following. Please get this. The Minchas Chinuch writes, Efshur, that women and Avadim would not be Mechuyiv in this mitzvah, because there's no din of Nesis Kapayim at night. And therefore, we make a hekesh between bracha and the bracha of duchani and sheiris. What sheiris? Serving the Beis HaMikdash. There's no avoda done at night. So if there's no avoda done at night, there's no duchani at night. If there's no duchani at night, then it becomes a mitzvah sheshesh of Hizman Grama, and women, nashim, and avoda would be pturus. That's what the Minchas Chinuch points out. He wants to say that women would not be mechuyev to be blessed. Jewish men, yes, Yisraelim, but not women. And then he backs out of it. He says, if you look in Tainus and Chav Zayin Amav, the Hekesh is only in a smachta, and women really are mechuyev. Because there is no ptur at night. You really can duchen at night. And therefore, lamaisa min haTorah, it's not a zman grama. It's like davening. It's always all the time. And therefore, halacha lamaisa, he thinks that women would be mechuyev to be blessed. So I want you to get that addendum, the Minchas Chinuch, within the Sefer Haredim. But in the brackets here, they point out, listen to this, Shuv matzati beritva, our ritva, in Sukkah, Laman Alvid, Maskam, I love, Kosav Emsav Dvarav, the Mitzvah Kohanim, Hu Lavad. So he points out in the carrots here with the bracket that the Ritva smack against the Sefer Haredim. Okay? So it's an interesting line. Very, very interesting. So he discusses here in this Sefer, Lamaisa, different approaches to what the Haredim actually meant. The Sefer Haredim actually meant. Bless you, Matthew. What does it mean that Klai Yisrael has to be blessed? So, for example, he quotes the Shut Mari Asad, the Chuvis Mari Asad. He says it's like the Ran in Meseches Kedushin in the second parak, which we learned last year. That even though women are not mitzvah in Peruvia Verivia, what does he say? They're mechuyev to help the husband. Misayeya, very good, Eitan. They're mechuyev to misayeya, lekayim mitzvaso. So he wants to say the same thing. Not that the Haredim meant to say that there's a mitzvah upon the Kohanim and then a separate mitzvah on the Yisraelim. No. The Yisraelim are just obligated to help the Kohanim do their mitzvah. Okay, that's a chiddush, but that's a Ma'ari Asad wants to read it. Very interesting mitzvah, very interesting way to read it. He writes befeirish that. And another approach I want you to get down is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Birkas Kohanim, Simen Kuf Chavches Sif Dalet, says, Lav Dafkehu. He says, how could the Haredim say this? Do we ever find that there's a mitzvah that the Yisraelim have to run to be blessed? It means there's a chiyuv l'maisa, there's a chiyuv yeshalav l'sparach me'akohanim, meaning, and if you're not chayshish to this, it's like you're kicking the brachas of Hashem and you should be punished. Meaning to say that, what kind of eved l'maisa, what kind of eved gets blessed and doesn't listen? It's inappropriate. It's not nice. You know, it's like, you know, you're not allowed to say the psukim when they're duchening. Only when they sing the song, those psukim you're supposed to say, the ayayays. It's wrong to say those psukim that are printed in the siddur while they're saying the duchening. It's a chutzpah to Hashem. So what the Aruch HaShulch, they're in the siddur that you should sing it when they're chanting. So Klal Yisrael is not mitzvah in this kima mitzvah, l'maisa, but they're mechuyev lekabel the bracha. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say. It's not that the Sefer Charedi meant that they're mechuyev to be blessed. That once the Kohanim are blessing, they're mechuyev to what? They're mechuyev to mekabelis. You follow me? Because otherwise it's chutzpah to Hashem. So what I'm trying to tell you guys is that according to Ma'ari Asad and the Aruch HaShulchan, we're basically watering down this Haredim and saying the Haredim really is not against smack against our Ritva. Because it's not that the Ritva said the mitzvah is on Kohanim and the Sefer Haredim said it's not just the Kohanim, it's on Klal Yisrael. What he meant on Klal Yisrael is either that they're a Messiah or either that they're what? They're not supposed to be Mechutzafim. That what? That when a bracha is given, you're supposed to pay attention. But it's not l'maisa that the Haredim is mamish against the Ritva. You follow me? So this is a very interesting chiddush that I wanted you to get l'maisa from this Sefer Kapei Chaim. Now, l'maisa, there are two other approaches that he wants to give into the Sefer Haredim. Okay? There are two other approaches he wants to give in the Sefer Haredim. And the truth of the matter is, according to these other two approaches, it is what it is against the Haredim will be against the what? The Haredim will be against the Ritva. Okay? The first approach is, I mean, the last two approaches I want to mention, Poshup Shad is that we find the getter of the Chiyuv on Klai Yisrael to be blessed is like other Kohanim, is when the Kohanim Mitzuvah Omid Lavarcho. In other words, in a case where a Kohen is Mavarach and Mekayim the Mitzvah, Mirtzono, Lamaiso, you know, Miblishis, the Klai Yisrael is only Mechuyiv to be blessed when the Kohen what has a Chiv. That's all. That's what the Ksav Sofer wants to say. I want you to get that down. He wants to say that the only time that Yisraelim have a Chiv to be blessed is when Kohanim have a Chiv. That's all. Okay, it's kind of like a second track, but the Lamaisi does say that they are Mechuyiv. That's why I say, according to this formulation of the Ksav Sofer, I believe the Haredim is against the Ritva. And then the other approach that maybe we could, the other approach is the fourth approach that we're saying, Lamaisa, is that Halach Lamaisa, Klal Yisrael, the Ksav Sofer is against his son. He basically says Klal Yisrael does have an independent chiyuv. He interprets it really literally to be blessed by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To be blessed by a Kodesh Baruch Hu and to be blessed by the Kohanim. And therefore, Lamaisa, it's a real, real chiyuv. They're mechuyuv to be blessed even if the Kohen is not mechuyuv. For example, let's say a Kohen is going to be duchen for the second time in a day. So would a Yisrael be mechuyev to hear that bracha from the Kohen the second time? But he's already Yotze. The Chasam Sofer says, yes, he would be mechuyev. So I'm saying, even that formulation seems to take the Haredim very seriously. So according to the last two formulations, the Haredim is tak against our Ritva, no doubt. But it's a very interesting concept, Lamaisa. Guys, I want you to get it. Very interesting, it comes up. I, Lamaisa, one time I made, in the Yontif, you know, on Yontif, on Shavuos, you know, most guys wake up early, right? But we have a second minion for the on time. And there was no coin. So the guys were waiting mamish to the middle chazar shashats for that. Was that proper or improper to wait a long time for a coin to come? Because lamaisa, if you hold like the Ritva, it was wrong because the mitchiv is only on the kohanim. It's not a mitchiv on Israel. But if you hold like the charedim, the sefer charedim, then maybe according to the last two formulations, certainly according to the last one, the chsam sofer, I was not wrong by making them wait. Okay. So I want you guys to get this down. It's very, very interesting. Halacha lamaisa. Yes, Eitan, go ahead.
I could be wrong, but doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say that Kohanim could do it a second time in harvest?
No doubt they can. They could do it 100 times a day.
So is that a rad that we pass in not like the Ritva?
What'd you say?
Is that a rad that we pass in not like the Ritva? Because otherwise we would say that the Kohanim
would... No, Ritva we just learned said he says you could do it multiple times. That's his raya there. As long as you repeat it, it's fine.
He did about toasting.
Right.
You can do it to other people. Why else would we pass them like that? We only beat that so that they show up to the field.
It means why would you say that they have to do it again?
Right.
I hear what you're saying, but that's what he says. Beferish the next line. I'm glad you brought it up. Matthew, continue what he's saying. Very excellent, Eitan. But he says that's wrong. Go ahead. He says they if they repeat those things, about those. Afa pikenim boy harder matzli and bezem shulbalos. Go ahead. Veleika lememer. Say exactly what Eitan's saying. Don't say. Go ahead. Oh, maybe they're trying to be motzi the yidim, like you said. Excellent. Go ahead. Very good, Eitan. He writes it black and white. There is no chiyuv for the Israel in this baruch. It's just a mitzvah to coin. That's all. Unbelievable. So he says the reason why it's okay, it's not for the Kohanim. It's really not for the Kohanim. That's why the Gemara has a concept called Am Shebesados. You ever heard of that? The people in the fields? Someone was telling me maybe Lamais, what do you have to worry about? The Kohanim that Duchen and Vasikin force will count for these guys in Shul too. I said, oh, it's a good svar also. It's a possibility. Why make the people wait? But he says exactly, he debunks what you said, Eitan. I'm very, very proud of you. Excellent. But is there any Rishon that supports the Sefer Charedim? He points out in the notes here, not from my Biki, is the Ravid, and the Ravid is a parish on the Mishnayos and Talmud. You know Maseches Talmud, the end of Shas? He quotes the Sefer Mikzos. So there is a Ravid that supports the Charedim that says there is a what? There is a mitzvah. It's very interesting. Okay? Well, we said no. Sometimes, usually not. That's why we're pitting it against that, but Lamais, it's interesting you bring that up. Usually, that's why we're asking on this. That's why we're asking on this. You know, the truth is, I got to tell you, Lamais, you know, a coin that's mechuyv the duchen and doesn't duchen, you know what the Prima Gadim says? We give him makas martis. You beat him up. A coin that's mechuyv, it's a beforish against the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah says, beferish, bezes makin, mikomakom al bitl lesay. But Lamais, it's an interesting question, but I want to ask you, what happens if a Jew refuses to come into Shul, a Yisrael, to be Duchen? Will we give him Makas Martis or not? What do you think? No. So according to that depends on the different formulations I said in the Charedim. According to the last one, you would. According to the Chassam Sofer, but according to the first two that they're just Messiah, Halacha Lamais, it's hard to imagine that you would what? You'd give the guy what? You'd give them, they're just accessory, they're just helping out. Remember, what were the first two approaches? They were assisting, and what was the fourth one? The fourth one was the Aruch HaShulchan, that it's just not Menschlichkeit. You don't give a guy Makas Martis for that. It has to be a bona fide Dinder Rabbanan. Moshe, you follow what I'm saying? I want you to get that Nafka Mina down. It says, Beferish in the Prima Gadim, you give Makas Martis to a coin that's Bechuyiv the Duchen doesn't do it. What about the Israelim that refused to come into Shul? Would you give them Makas Martis or not? So according to the first two formulations, definitely not. According to the Ksav Sover, Ksam Sover, Pasha Peshat, you'd be Bechuyiv. I think it's a very good nafkamina. Okay. Yes, Eitan, what do you say?
If you say there's no mitzvah for the Quranim the mitzvah is only for the Quranim, right? So then why is he repeating the mitzvah? He's Yotzei, right?
Right. Because Lamaise, I mean, it's like you're complimenting, you're giving a bracha to someone. It's a beautiful thing to give brachas to people. You know, to always give a bracha, you have success. I wish you only the best. That's what it means. But there is no sense at all, says the Ritva, in saying what you said, which I'm glad you brought it up. The fact that they can do it multiple times a day must be Yisrael Nevachiv. Absolutely not. There is no corollary to that. And the Ritva is saying that that's wrong. It's just saying you have the ability to bless things and wish people well as many times possible.
He's not saying about like harvest.
No, nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing to do with harvest at all. Harvest is something else. Af b'shiyatza motzi. Even though I heard the shofar in the morning, I could go to the hospital and blow for the patients in the afternoon. Because Kol Yisrael Arayim Zebezeh. At the way the Ritva has it later on in Rosh Hashanah is that every all of Klai Yisrael is one organic unit. We make up one goof. And the way Rav Shechter Shlita once said it over is like, unless all the Jews on the planet Earth have fulfilled their mitzvah, I haven't fulfilled my mitzvah completely, even though physically or technically I did it in the morning. But I'm still not completely full. So therefore I can be motzi another person.
So for instance, are saying that it is within harvest, so the Quran has a fear to keep blessing over and over again.
I wouldn't necessarily say arvus lamaisa. I would say they're being messiah them in the mitzvah. Arvus is that I'm being motzi someone in a mitzvah, even though I've already been yotze. Here, each one, Haredim says the Kohanim have a mitzvah, and Klal Yisrael is a mitzvah. So I am, the Kohanim are helping the Yisraelim fulfill their mitzvah. But it's not arvus. You follow me?
Yeah.
It's not arvus. Okay, yes, go ahead. We got to go. Yeah, go ahead.
According to the Haredim.
Yes.
Let's just say that situation was that happened in Rebbe Shul, where there's a guy he davened at the early minyan.
Yes. Did you know that we had early shir at 11?
I saw the message.
Right? Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Guys have to go somewhere, so I want to make sure that they want to get you got it.
And,
yes, go ahead.
And
here,
you know, there's only one Kohen in the shul, and he davened at the Vastikin minyan, and then
yes,
the 8:30 minyan.
Mm-hmm.
He's shdag and his tosos.
No.
And they get the chazaras and shots, and it's time for
you should duchen.
Or
he should. He should. It's not right if he doesn't.
But he doesn't have to.
Doesn't have to. Doesn't.
To
says beferish.
But according to the Haredim, would he have a chiyuv?
No, because again, it's a chiyuv for them. It's not a nice thing. It's not a nice thing. But I don't think he has a chiyuv. It's not nice, though. We'd give him mussar.
That's an option about Mark and Mark.
He
doesn't want
it. No, what'd you say?
That's
not an option. No, the nafkamina is how to formulate the Haredim. Please get that clear, Eitan.
Yeah.
Is it when the Haredim said that Klai Yisrael's Mechiv is Baruch, is that a full blown Chiv? Like the Chassam Sofer said in the fourth formulation, or even like the Chassam Sofer, that when a Kohen is Mechiv, then Klai Yisrael's Mechivim is Baruch. So if Yisrael doesn't want to come in the show, we'll give him Makis Mardis. We'll flog him. But there's no, according to the first two formulations we said of the Haredim, they wouldn't be, it's a Messiah. Or you're not a Mensch. But for that, you're not going to be Chayav Makis Mardis. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, there's no doubt about that. Okay, let's continue now. We're in the third page of the Ritva, Yosef. Please look inside. Go ahead, Matthew. You're doing a wonderful job. Everyone got it, Moshe? You got it, Chlor? Okay, let's go. Go ahead. Vayter. Notice how he's going through all the inyanim here. It's amazing, no? It's amazing how he's just, how he's exploring this. The Rav did this Ritva too, because he quotes in the Rishim Shiru. The Rav gave shir on this ritva too. He spent time on the ritva. Go ahead, Ubitfila. We're all familiar with the famous line of Rabbi Yochanan and Brachas Chafal from Rav Alvai Adam Shispal Kol Yom Kulo. How can you daven in the Dava? Isn't that a Bal Taisif? Go ahead, Ella.
Ella, Vada, Shikosh Kofel, Mitzvah, Shinachayim, the Kofel, Ein Ose, Oso, Hosi, Lachirim, Oso, Lazo, Varkalem, Shimbrach, Vatala.
Ah! In other words, if you repeat the whole thing, it's fine. And even if you're not doing the motzi other people, it's asur lachsu levarachal. It's a bracha levatola. How could you do that? Ella what?
Ella, b'shem makom shadir chachamim, kagon tvila, the iser bracha levatola medreya, behem amru, me'ata in b'kfila, stikio, sushishono, b'shu, b'ba tosif, rabo b'shitas rabbeinu, rabo seder zah, b'alaya tosif.
So what does he postulate now here? The Ritva says, davening tefillas nedava multiple times is not a problem at all, Akiva. Why not? Because min Rabbanan was prescribed. Anytime the Rabbanan tell you to do something, kefi chachamim zechronon v'vracha, it's not bal taisif. You're not just adding for stam, no reason. Anything you do based on what the chachamim say, if the chachamim say it's okay, number four now, al pi chachamim, if it's al pi chachamim, like davening, you want to do a nedava, no problem. Al pi chachamim, ein din bal tosif. You'll tell me why? I'll tell you why. Because of the din of what? Lo tasur. The chachamim can tell you what to do. That's in the Torah itself. It's built in the Torah. So therefore, if it's built in the Torah, there's no problem about Tais if it's built in. And that's why he says that it's not a problem of what a bracha of a tallah when you daven again. Please get this down. The Rambam argues on this. The Rambam Poshup Shat holds that a bracha of a tallah is an issa d'oraisa, you're a little tisa. The Rambam is in Hilchos Shvuos. The Rambam can be found in Hilchos Shvuos, where the Rambam seems to say, according to the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that in fact it is an issa d'oraisa to say a bracha of a tallah. But since the whole Isra of Brachal of Atal, according to Tais, is the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon told you you can daven as much as you want, it's not a problem. Okay? It's not a problem at all. So here's a whole new thing, Allah Lamaisa, that if you double it, it's considered to be okay. The problem is doubling something. The problem of doubling something is if it's a bracha. So doubling something is a bracha. Why is it not a Brachal of Atal? Well, if you hold that Isra of Brachal of Atal is the Rabbanon anyway, hey Mamru, hey Mamru. They told you that's not a bracha of a taller. It's not a waste. If it's an issa d'oraisa, it's a little bit more problematic. According to the Rambam, how do you have the concept of tefillas nedavim? That's something to think about, Lamaisa. But okay, that's what he wants to point out. And therefore he says that blowing the shofar is not a problem at all because you're just repeating. And repeating is not a problem at all, halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Bite or not? What'd you say, Eitan?
Let me say like $200 for other reasons over there.
But the problem is it's a bracha though. See, Kozer a Kofel is a good svara by shofar. But you get yourself in the problems of saying another bracha. So he says that since the Chum enacted the notion of Tfilas Nadav, it's fine.
So don't we say Tfilas Nadav is only rachum? So
yeah.
That would change the nature of what we're trying to do. Maybe if it's a bracha for a mitzvah. So that's for sure to be a bracha with all, but
okay, could be maybe the Rambam will have to say like that, that if you feel you're going to make a request, you're only supposed to do it in the Davo when you make a new request. So maybe, Lamaisa, it's not considered to be Lovatala. You're going to have to say something like that according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds it's an Issa D'oraisa. You can't just base it on number four. Based on, so you're going to have to say that maybe it's not Lovatala. Maybe you have to say something along those lines. Very good. Okay, go ahead. Inami. Teda. Excellent. As long as it's directed by the Chacham Zifron of Racha, it's not a problem. Okay, good. So we have four rules of Ritva. Noi, Safek, Chozer Kofflo, and Alpi Chazal. Okay? Four at Terim you find in the rules of regulations of the Ritva regarding Baal Taisif. Okay, go ahead now. Avamori Natar Rachmanu Shmare. You have to know that abbreviation. Natar Rachmanu Ebishur should guard him and you know defend him. Mefarish B'Shem Rabbeinu Agadolzal. Go ahead. And don't take it out of its pashta. So b'hachi, there's no kash on the tekiyas of Rosh Hashanah according to them because they don't become integrated. That's another svar why tekiyas are fine. They don't become integrated. They all depend. It ain't independent. Go ahead. Now listen to this, guys. Okay, this will lead us to a whole shtuk of Torah now. Go ahead. Wow. Let's say a kohen gets up there, he says Yivarecha, he says Yair, then he says what? Yisa. And then he adds up another one, Osa Shalom Bimrov, something like this. Stands up there, adds his own fourth one. So he says he's over Baal Taisif. Unbelievable. Go ahead. V'lo Amrinin. Why don't you say each bracha stands on its own and doesn't get integrated? Go ahead. Havelei. Wow. That's an amazing comparison. Wow, you jump out of your seat when you see that. He says, Lulav Tzarech Eged is like holding the palms up together. And I will jump out of my seat. Okay? You follow this chiddush? What I want to bring out is the Ritva's amazing comparison. What's the comparison in the Ritva? That lulav tzarech eged, you have an eged, and you stick a stick of min in there, you're trying to put a new min in there, so that's a problem of Baal Taisif. Because there's a fence, and if you put it in the eged, you're integrating it. And therefore it's considered to be a problem. Even if you put it lamaitza outside the egged, anything that you do, I didn't mean physically inside or outside, I mean anything you add on, there's a fence, and you're trying to put it in that fence and into that stadium, and therefore that's a problem. And what's the stadium for duchening? Holding your palms up. So if I'm a Kohen, I hold my palms up and I say, Osa Shalom Bimrama, I'm a fourth bracha, I'm over Baal Tosef. I'm going to write this comparison down. Lulev, Sarich, Eged. Eged is like Nesias Kapayim. Kinesias Kapayim. Holding the palms up. Okay? Eged is like Nesias Kapayim. And therefore, if I add a fourth bracha, I'm over Baal Tosef. It's amazing Kiddush. Okay? And this brings us to the following question, which we must now get to this mahalach. And that is, what is the nature of the requirement to hold your palms up when you duchen? What do I mean by what's the nature? Donnie, let's get this down. There are two possibilities to understand the requirement of having to lift your palms up. One of them is that it's ma'atzeim the bracha. What's ma'atzeim mean? It generates the bracha. It is the ikar part of duchening. That's why it's called Hilchos Nesias Kapayim in the Shulchan Aruch. Or do you say no, that it's simply just a tanai? What do I mean a tanai? There are many rules and regulations for duchening. Namely, number one, you need to stand. Number two, it has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. Must be done in Hebrew. Cannot be done in English, the Mishnah says in Sota. Number three, it must be done b'kol ram. If you have a kohen that has laryngitis, there is no din to duchen. There are rules and regulations. So maybe there's a fourth regulation. What's that fourth regulation? That you must hold up your palms. But we don't view it as the fundamental generating element of the bracha. Do you follow this, Chakira? These are two approaches to the nature of the din of Nesias Kapayim. So, I believe, and Rav Ganach Shlita has in the Sefer, that the Ritva is taking a stance on this, guys. And he is holding that duchening is the major motif that requires duchening, that generates the bracha, is the actual holding of the palms. It is ma'atzeim the bracha. Because the Ritva says you're only over Baal Taisif if you are holding the palm. And what is the fence? Lulav Tzarech Eged. What is the fence that is the ballpark for duchening? Holding the palm. If I would say a fourth bracha without holding the palm, Matthew, I am not over Baal Tosef. Because I am not in the stadium in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim. To be over Baal Tosef, you have to be in the environment. You have to be in the landscape. I'm not in that landscape unless I'm holding the palms. You follow me? Eitan, you got it? So you see from this Ritva that it's the number one approach. These are the nafkaminas I want you to get. Nafkaminas. Number one, Baal Tosef. If you hold that what Nesias Kapayim is a what? If you hold Nesias Kapayim is just a tanai, like standing, like saying in Hebrew, like doing the Quran, then you should be over Baal Tosef even without holding your palms. Because it's simply just a condition. And if you don't do that condition, you should be over Baal Tosef. Moshe, you follow me? But if you hold that Nesias Kapayim is the major motif, it is the mechayiv of the bracha, then the Ritva makes sense that the only way you're over Baal Tosef is if you are holding your what? Holding up your palms. That is the only way you'll be over the issue of Baal Tosef. So the Ritva is absolutely taking a stand on this approach that he views the requirement of holding the palms up as the major element that's mechayiv you in the bracha halacha l'maaseh. Everyone got that? No, no. Be patient. I'm giving you a bunch now more. Okay, let's go. Okay. Yeah, last Sunday we had 23 regarding shalom. You wrote them all down, yes? Okay, we write up the Shtickel Torah. Let's go. You ready, Donnie? Come on. All right. I gave Shira, started Shira half an hour earlier for you. You've been paying attention. You're a man of your word. You're a man of your word. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Donnie always pays attention. You need to be stay up. Listen to this. The Gemara says in Brachas, please get it, and Lamed Beizim and Beis. A coin that kills someone cannot duchen. The Gemara darshens a pusik in Pirik Alf in Yeshayahu, Anavi. It says, Farshichim kapeim damim maleu. His palms are full of blood, he can't duchen. So There is a Chiddush Niflo. I want you to get this down. I remember this some when I was in first year after high school in Shalbim. There was a big Talmud Chacham. The Kohel in Shalbim was a Kohen. And we had, I didn't ask him. There's some of my friends were not, they didn't mean to be not nice. He didn't want to talk about it. But it was known that he had killed some Arabs in the 82 war. Shalom HaGalil in his tank, from his tank. And they were wanted to know about it. He was a Kohen. He didn't feel comfortable talking about it because he killed a human being. It's not, you know, the young guys are like Rambo. They want to talk about it. You know what I mean? The young Americans. But life is not cheap, you know? So he didn't want to talk about it. But could he duchen? Sir Bavadi has a tshuva explicitly. Of course he can duchen. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, if a Kohen does kill someone b'shogeg in a car accident, he could still duchen. Even if he killed someone b'meiz, if he does tshuva, he could even still duchen. And certainly if he did a mitzvah by killing the Molech, in that case of the war, in Shalom HaGalil, he definitely could do it. But there is a shita. There is a shita in Tosis and Yevamos and Dav Zayin, which I gave it to you. Tosis and Yevamos and Dav Zayin writes, please get it. He says, Ein Kategor Nase Sanegor. He says, I'm sorry. That Chayal is a great man, but the bottom line is he has blood on his hands. And the defender cannot become the prosecutor cannot become a defender. Ein kategor, nase sanegor. That's Tosfos Lashon. It's amazing. Amazing shita. We don't paskin like it. I stress it to you. We don't paskin like it, but it's a shita you must know. And Lamaisa, the Rav Zatzal said, this shita can only be if what? If you hold that Nesias Kapayim is the major Mechayiv, is the major motif, it generates the bracha. If it's just a T'nai Ba'alma, we would never say such a thing. That no matter what, and if he killed someone, even in L'Shem Mitzvah, we wouldn't let him duchen. If it's a T'nai, you can never hear the Sheet of Tisus. But if it's the major element and he's got blood on his hands, I don't care whether it was a Mitzvah or not. He's plain and simply cannot duchen. Done. You follow me? That's another Nafke meaning. This is what the Tosfos writes in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Zayin. I'll read you the Lashon.
So
Tosfos is going like this Ritva. Correct, Moshe. That Nesias Kapayim is the major motif. It is the Mechayim of the Bracha. Correct. Well said. This is a Nacha Nafkemina. Any other Rishon argues this, and the Shulchan Aruch argues with this, will say that Nesias Kapayim is like a Tanai. Okay? Let me read you the Lashon. Zayin Amar Alf, you get the Dibur Maskil. It's the Ramaska Shenemar in the middle of the Tosfos. He says, "Lo yisus kapav chumra ba'almahu, va'o dafke lo yisus kapav v'shahargo biyodo v'en kategor nasis sanegor v'rechsi bahu krof farshichem kapechem." Black on white, Tosfos says. Okay. Third nafkemina. Let's get it. Third nafkemina. Let's go. The Rambam, when he describes duchen in Hilchos Tefillah, has a very bizarre hesber. He goes like this. He says that it looks like they're like practicing boxing. Not literally, but what he wants to say is as follows. Okay? What he wants to say is that when they get ready for duchen, they should clench their fists. You follow my regional lashon. They literally should clench their fists. By Sim Shalom, then they extend their fingers, get ready, and then at the end of the duchening, they go back like this. You know, like, remember I did that? Remember Kenny Norton? Remember I told you? You don't even know who Kenny Norton is, Donnie. He was a great, he was an Ali Frazier, Kenny Norton. He used to go like this, Kenny Norton. Ali would go like this, the rope dope, you know? But what do you say? No, we can't. It's a box. We sit in the shooting. It's a mechazik. It's chabola. It's not right. Correct. Listen to this, though. Listen to this. Why on earth does the Rambam do this? Why does the Rambam do this? Why does the Rambam? He's trying to, what is illustration, exercise in boxing? I'm going to give you the Rambam. You ready? Rambam is in the Tefillah Pirik. Yadal Olacha Gimel. Let me read you his Lashon. Ketzer the Haya Yinesias Kapayim Begevulin. When he gets to Ritzay, Kishyomer Ritzay, Kol Akonim Omdim Vesakness, Nekarmim Koman, they go up to the Bima, Vokim Olin Leduchim, Omdim Shapanim Lehechol, Vacharim Klapayam, Etzposayim Kfufos. their fingers are like clenched letoch kapam. So they go like this and they clench, and then at the end, what is this? What is the exercise this? So the Rav wanted to say, you know what? He's trying to accentuate that the ikar part of the duchening is the nesias kapayim. First you go like this, then you go like this. It's showing clearly, Lamaisa, that before they do it, they clench their things. Why do you have to do that? Even if your hands are open, why do you got to go like this for and then get ready to go like this? Because you want to accentuate that the mechayiv is in the sis kapayim. So I'm going to say number three, yadayim kfufos, lifnechem.
It's the Rambam.
This is the Rambam, excellent. Yadayim kfufos, lifnechem. Yadayim kfufos, lifnechem. Their hand is clenched, lifnechem. So therefore that accentuates the notion of what? That accentuates the notion that's matzim the bracha. Okay, we got that? That's number three. Clear? That's the third chiddush. You got it? Okay. All right, thank you. Whose is that?
I think Rabbi
Schnoll. Okay, thank you. That's the third chiddush. I'll put it back to Blino. That's the third nafkamina. If you hold it to tonight, there'll be no reason why you got to do this. You follow me? You understand what I'm saying? If there's a notion you want to accentuate and highlight it, then you go like this, so you could do this. Okay. And then there's a fourth nafgamina from the Chuvis Lachme Toida. The Chuvis Lachme Toida was asked, Rachmana Litzlan, let's say you have a coin that doesn't have enough strength on his own to hold up his palms, his hands, but you develop a contraption that will help him do it. Is the contraption permissible or not? What's the din? So, Lamaisa, the Rav Tzatzal was asked the Shaila, and the Rav said it depends on alumdus. If you say Nesias Kapayin is the generating element of the bracha, then he's got to do it beyond Kocho. But if you say it's a Tanai, as long as you fulfill that Tanai, who cares how you do it? Whether it's with a contraption or your own strength, Laman Afkimina. Okay? So, let's say the Chuvis Lach Metoda, Chuvis.
Who was a lot in the Torah?
Right? I'm not sure. It's quoted a lot in the Pesukei Teshuva. Lachmei Torah, if the coin lo shelo yachol mikoko, he can't do it mikoko, then the Nesias Kapayim, you have a contraption. Is that acceptable? That's enough nafkamina. The Ritva would say you are not what? You are not Yotze. Because you have to be able to do it on your own volition, because it's ma'atzim the whole, it's a chelik of the Maisa Brach.
Is that Lachmei Torah or Torah?
Toda, I'm sorry. Lachmei Toda. Yeah. That's the chiddush we want to point out. Okay? So those are four nafkaminas that come up with this what? With this ritva. Yes, what do you say? Matthew, go ahead. Because we want to finish up the ritva inside. Go ahead, what do you say?
Would another nafkamina be that if, let's say, Chas V'Shalom or all of a sudden someone's like hands got cut off or they lost their hands and they had their arms and they could hold it up?
You're not allowed to. That's a moom. Yeah. That's a moom, unfortunately, Rachman al-Assan. That's in Shulchan Aruch. Based on Mishnayos and Bechoros. Yeah, that's a moon. Okay, let's finish up the Ritva inside, guys. Okay, go ahead, Matthew. You're doing a great job. Go ahead.
We're at the Vayashin, right?
Yeah, that was the comparison you did with the Lulav and the what? And the Kapayim. Go ahead. Vayashin Mishmini. Oh, so why is Yashin Mishmini a problem, right? Remember we said Yashin Mishmini is what?
A problem of elongating the holiday.
Yeah, go ahead. So Yashin Mishmini is not considered a chaluk. The kavod shekol yomim. Right, but we said that was okay because it was based on what chacham zichron of bracha, right? As long as you do it so based on chacham zichron yom, it's mutter. But now he's saying the truth is that that's considered to be one ritzifus, and therefore it would be a problem. Go ahead. So what's the pshat nomad base? Getting back to our gemara, Eitan and Moshe. Our Gemara said they're not allowed to what, add a fifth min. It was also even according to the Chum. Go ahead, Lo Amrinan.
Lo Amrinan.
Who said that? We did on Tosus and Sanhedrin.
Yeah.
On Pechesim and Beis, right? He said it was the Rabban against our Tosus.
Yeah.
And he quoted the Tosus in the beginning of the piece. Why did the Ritva say in the beginning of the piece that was an Isser? Because that was Kederach what? Gidilasan. What did the Ritva say in the beginning of the piece? He made that split between being Yotz and the Mitzvah and being over what? Now he's not buying that. The Tosfos and Sanhedrin and the Ritva in the end of peace doesn't buy that chiluk. He says the whole thing is drabanan baal Tosfos. Oh, yotze the mitzvah completely. He doesn't like that conceptual split. Okay, go ahead. Oh, if you do something for decorative purpose, not fretting of a guy becoming a shagetz. Go ahead, Vafilu. Oh, so now he quotes that there are those that say even the Meshuggah Nahadas, since it's from the Min, go ahead. Sha'avos. It's all one Min. Oh, we're not Chosh. The low what? Misiv. Right. It's no worse than the sieve, the bottom of the, what is it, the bottom of the trunk, and the palm tree, which we said according to Rabbi Yehuda. Chen yesh the what? That's what we said in the beginning of Shir, right? The Rifa is not comfortable with it because he feels it's a different min, and people, even not because of different min, but people might grow up to use actually what thing that's not what Meshulash, and therefore will not be acceptable. Okay? So this is the Shtigl Torah that you have of the Ritva. Very important piece that he comes up with. Now, the Rav, I mentioned before, points out here from the Minchas Chinuch that you never find that there's Malkus for Baal Taisif. Now, if you'd ask me, why is there no problem of Malkus by Baal Taisif? Because Alav Shabba Klolus can apply to many, many different things. We have a famous klal, you're never given Malkus for Alav Shabba Klolus. Like, for example, Osochol Al Adam. What's Lo Sochol Al Adam? You're not allowed to eat before davening. According to the Ram, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. What else is including that? Bez is not allowed to eat the day when they're going to what? They're not allowed to eat the day when they're going to execute someone. There's a lot of different Yisurim included Lo Sochol Al Adam. So the Minchas Chinuch, please get this. Sof Mitzvahs Tufnun Dalad says the Rambam never find Malkus in the Isra Baal Taisif in the Rambam. So what's the Svara behind that? Please get this Nakuda. Minchas Chinuch writes on the Rambam, the end of Mitzvahs Tufnun Dalad, you never find the Rambam says you get Loka for what? For Baal Taisif. Why not? Because he says the Rav, if the Maiso Sof is the Chelik of the Isser, then you'd be Loka. But if you hold the Iker Chalos Isser, is that you are what? And what do we say on Thursday? What are the two types of tracks of Baltosis that we developed? One is adding a detail, one is creating a whole new Chag for yourself, like your Rav Amen Nevat did, the Ramban says. Create his own new holiday on the 15th of Cheshvan. Create a whole new holiday. That's a different type of Baltosis. So he says, if it's you're trying to create a mitzvah on your own, the Iker Isser is Belave. He says, that's a Lav Shem Omais, and you're not what? You're not Lokim. So halacha lemaisa. So the Rav wanted to say it like this. I want you to get it. It's possible to suggest that Isra Baal Taisiv is you're creating something in your own heart. You're creating your own like religion. You're creating your own mitzvah. That goes back to what we said in the beginning of Shir about what your heart's in the right place. Belong your heart's in the right place. Shem gave you the rules and regulations of how to fulfill mitzvahs. Who are you to make up the 614th? It'll lead to anarchy, like Baal Por. How can it be to lead the Baal Por? Because the second you start creating your own discipline, everything goes away. So the Rav said, I understand you're not Loka. Because according to the Issa, this is really what you're thinking in your heart. And that's a Lav Shem B'maisa. If you view, though, Baal Taisiv as being what? It's a Hosaf and the Gufa Chalos Issa. Then he says, well, why shouldn't you be Loka? He's bothered by that. So he wants the Taina L'maisa, that there's a difference between Baal Taisiv Bismano, Baal Tosu Shlo Bismano. The Iker Chalos Isser Bismano is a Maisa Osaf on the Mitzvah. That's a Lav Shiyesh Bo Maisa. And that's why, Halacha L'maisa, you could in fact be what? You could in theory be Loka. But Osaf on a Mitzvah Deraisa, which is what? Shlo Bismano, right? The Isser is you're creating a new holiday, a new Mitzvah on your own. That's a Lav Shem Bo Maisa. So that's how the Rav wanted to tain in L'maisa. That's why perhaps you could focus on Baal Taisif, focusing on, is it adding the detail or is it creating something on your own? It's creating something on your own heart, then that could be a very distinct possibility why there's no Malkus, because Alav Shem Amaisa. I'm saying no matter what, you're going to be what? No matter what, it's not going to be a problem because Alav Shem Beklodus. But that's the suggestion we want to what? We want to be Mechadish here in this din. Okay? Here you are. Now, let's close now. We got 5 more minutes with this mahalach. So this is the law. This is the whole ritva that we have. Okay, I want to close with the following now. Okay, there is a very important Rashi Okay? Very, very important Rashi. Regarding Baal Tosef and Shas, that I want you to make sure you have. So we have a complete expanse, and then tomorrow we're going to go weiter. Because after Purim, we'll start Chazara. But I want, this week. What'd you say? No. I'm going to say it. I want you to get the Rashi. Very important. You know, there's a whole discussion whether women should do mitzvah sesheh b'zman grom or should they not. We know, bless you, Donnie. We know women are putter, no doubt, from mitzvah sesheh b'zman grom. Can they volunteer to do a mitzvah? So the Rambam says they can, but they don't say a bracha. Machaber says Sephardic women, when they shake a lulav, don't say a bracha. The Ramon Taisus says Ashkenazic women can definitely volunteer, and they can even say a bracha. There is a Rashi, though, that says, is there a possibility for a person to bring up that maybe, that if a woman does it, she's over Baal Taisus, because she's pater, and therefore is it possible to say? So there is a Gemara in Maseches Erevin. I want you to get it down. On Daf Sadi Vavim and Al. There's a few other Gemaras, actually, that pertain to Baal Taisus, but those are the three we mentioned, Iker. And the Machlokes is whether Smichas Nashim B'Korban. Are you familiar with when you bring a korban, there's a mitzvah of smicha, to lean on the animal. So it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Reb Yossi says women are allowed to do smicha on their korbanos, even though they're not mechuyev. A woman, you know, let's say wants to bring a mitzvah on yontif, a korban on a yontif. She's not mechuyev. She does it on her own. So does she do smicha on such an animal? So Reb Yossi says she's allowed to, and the Chum says she's not allowed to because it's a reshus. And there's an isra of avoda bekachim. Do you know what avoda bekachim is? You know, leaning on the animal. You're not allowed to use the animal for your own purposes. Because when you do smicha, you have to do b'chol kocho. So the Gemara says in Erevin, what does it depend upon? It depends upon whether a woman is mutter to fulfill a mitzvah seshes man grama. Okay, like aliyah l'regel. So, what would be the svara that it's usher for a woman in mekayim and mitzvah seshes man grama? Smicha, I understand, because of what? The Zavoda Bekachim. If she's not Mechuyev, why is she leaning on the Behemah, right? If you're Mechuyev, then you're Mechuyev in the Korban. So you lean on the Behemah. But if you're not Mechuyev Lamaisa, then you're doing an Isser. You follow me? But what about by a mitzvah? Stam mitzvah has nothing to do with the Korban. What would be the Isser? So please get this down. Rashi says in Erevin, very good. And Daf Sadi Vavim and Alf, Dimrasko Velo. He says beferish that it's an Isser Hosaf of Baal Taisif. It's an unbelievable Taisus. Unbelievable Rashi. Sadi Vavam and Aleph and Erevin. He says a woman would not be able to do it according to that Shita because of Baal Taisif. And Taisus there, Diramasko Michal Bashal, because you know, talk about Michal Bashal wore tefillin over there, right? She's a special tzedekis. She's only her was allowed to wear it. Even though the Targum Innocent Jews says women are not allowed to wear tefillin. They're not allowed to wear tefillin because it says Clay Gever. Clay Gever sits in tefillin. So how could she do it? Because she was a princess. One exception. So Toysis in Erevin says it's a dochik. He says he doesn't like Rashi saying it's a Baal Taisif. He says the Gemara is not dealing with Baal Taisif at all. He says there are certain mitzvahs that have a srach iser to it. Like tefillin. It's not proper for a woman to wear tefillin because she menstruates. She might not have a gufnaki. A man also, if he's flatulating, he has his shulshul, he can't wear tefillin. It's a gufnaki requirement. But since a woman has built-in menstruation, therefore it's not okay. Then what about Aliyah L'Regel? What's the problem with Aliyah L'Regel? What's the srach iser by Aliyah L'Regel? What's srach mean? There's like a shmetz of what? There's like some type of a shemetz of iser. Aliyah L'Regel, what is it? It's like bringing chulul la'azara. Looks like there's chulul la'azara. Or that you're going into the Azara for no reason. What's the problem of Tekiah Shofar? What would be the problem of Tekiah Shofar? Not a lot of do musical instruments on Yontif, Shalol Litzarech. But other mitzvahs that have no shemitz of an Isser, then in a Hanami, even Rashi, even Tosis would allow women to fulfill. But I want you to get this Rashi down. Very important Rashi, Halach Lomaisa. You know, the Yushalmi says in Sukkah, how are Avadim Mutter to sit in Sukkah? The Ran says, what's the Sad Isser? What's the Sad Isser for an Eved to sit in Sukkah? The Yishalmi's Mechadish that Avadim can sit in the Sukkah, an Eved Knaini. Frek the Ran, in Chofa Mez Daparizm, what's the Havimina Asa them? According to Rashi, you could say maybe it's Baal Taisif. Maybe that's what the Yishalmi was handling about. Yishalmi was saying maybe it's an Isser of what? Of Baal Taisif. So it's a very important Rashi. I want you to make sure you guys, what? You guys get this Rashi, this Chiddush, Halacha L'maisa. Okay. Last Nakuda I just want to get to. Okay. Last Nakuda I just want to get to is the following. Okay. And that is that when you talk about the din of Baal Tosif, there's a fascinating din the Sefer HaChinuch brings up in Mitzvah Tov Chaf Vav. Are you familiar with the Kohen Meshuach Mechama? He's the Kohen Gadol that leads us in war, you know? So he used to tell the people, you know, before we went out to battle, he used to tell them, you know, get ready for battle, you know, don't be afraid, you know, awaken yourself, get ready for Mechama. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Chaf Vav Os Gimel says Lamaisa, if you look in the Chinuch when he describes the mitzvah, he actually gives a Musar Shmuz. It says, V'Yosef owed me Shalom. He should write down, prepare a drasha, and give him Musar. And give him that Munah B'tochon, you know. Exactly. But Frektem in Chassidich, what do you mean, Yosef? Just say what it says in the Chumash. That if you're afraid, don't go out to battle. If you got married, don't go out to battle. What gives you the right to add on things? Frektem in Chassidich is Baal Tosif. Just like you can't add a fourth brach of a duchening. Is that amazing? Kasha? Minchas Chinuch Os Gimel asks this kasha. So it could be, halacha l'maisa, it could very well be, that maybe you could say that if the Tosefa stands on its own, like we learned in the Ritva, that if you say a fourth bracha, but you weren't what? You weren't holding your palms? What do we say? You're not over Baal Tosif. So you could say maybe the same thing, halacha l'maisa, that by Birkas Kohanim, where he's holding it, Lamaisa, his palms up, it integrates it. However, here there's nothing integrated, so when he's Mosif, it's just extra words. Doesn't blend in to be considered to be what? Integrated to be over what? To be over the mitzvah. So maybe you could say a chiddush, and that's why the chinuch says you can add on, it's not a problem. Yes, Eitan?
You say for the time, because the whole purpose is just to get them pumped up.
Right, but you have to follow the details. The details only say these things. What gives you the right to add on things?
I'm saying we see at other times when if something shares the same reason, so you could add into that reason.
Where do you find that? We said Choser V'Koflo was okay to repeat the whole thing. On the contrary, if you follow the rules and regulations of the Ritva, if you add a detail, we said it was a problem, right? So that's what I'm saying. There's nothing that integrates it. That's why there's no like egged here. There's no nesis kapayim here. You hear what I'm saying? You have to be very like a brisker. The Torah said, say these psukim and that's it. What does the chinuch have the right to say to Yosef? So I'm saying the answer is no matter what Yosef, it doesn't integrate. So it will not be a problem about Tesef. Okay? All right, we got everything? Let's stop here. I think it's too early to daven mincha. 12:39, yeah, it's too early. It was a pleasure.